You're listening to the 239th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We are studying together still the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Bitchu B'Hashem Ad Ayad, trust in Hashem forever, Ki Bekah Hashem Tzur Olam. Because God, with the name Ka, fashioned the worlds. The Radak says, a one-liner, Ki Bekah Hashem Tzur Olamim, Ki Voy Roy Livtoyach, Kitzur, Kihutzur Ha'ilamim. It's appropriate to trust in Hashem because He fashioned the worlds. Perush. What does it mean? Tzur Ha'ilamim, which means, it can mean a rock or it can mean a fashioner. Perush Chozek Hazmanim Kulam. Interesting. He doesn't use the word Ha'ilamim to mean worlds, but rather, like we say, Le'olam Va'ed, forever and ever. Hashem is the one who gives strength. He's the tzur. A rock is something which gives strength. You can see the rocks around me. They're solid. Hashem gives strength to the times, all of reality, right? We have three dimensions of reality, and we have the fourth dimension, which is time. And Hashem is the one who is giving reality and power and sustenance to time. Says the Ibn Ezra, Al-Kin Yoimru Avos Labonim. Bitchu B'Hashem, also a one-liner, but a very important one. This statement of Bitchu B'Hashem Ad Ayad is a statement of David HaMelech instructing us to teach our kids to trust in Hashem. Of course, we teach them with our example. Of course, we teach them when they watch us and they see how we handle situations, we handle them with Bitachon, so then they learn to also do that. But I think the Ibn Ezra might be saying, Al-Kin Yoimru Avos Labonim. This is an instruction that we need to give our kids. Bitchu B'Hashem. A child that wakes up in the middle of the night, had a bad dream. They're afraid. Trust in Hashem. This is the elixir of life. This is the thing that can be used, pulled out at any time. This is the instruction for us, for our kids. Trust in Hashem. Everything's going to be okay. The Malbim says, Bitchu B'Hashem, trust in Hashem, v'oztiyeh bitchoinchem kayem adeyad b'li epsik. The Malbim understands that the adeyad is going on the bitachon. If you trust in Hashem, so then you'll be able, and you should. It's our avoida. It's what we're after here. Is that our trust in Hashem should be constant. It should be for always.
He
says something which I believe we've seen before, but it's always important to review. If you want to trust in somebody or something, you got to make sure that there are two conditions if you want to be assured that what you have, that what you want is going to be done. The first is the ability. The person who you're trusting in needs to have the power to fulfill your request. The second thing is that you need that the person who you're depending on have that ability and not lose the ability. And not only that, but also about this, to sneeze, but also be willing to use their ability in order to help you. Without these conditions, we cannot trust in Hashem completely. The only one who has this ability to, first of all, do anything, and second of all, he's consistently there and willing to help me, that's only Hashem. And it's important to recognize that in Bitachon, what we learn and what we need to remind ourselves of is that Hashem is always available, willing, and ready to help us. Hashem always wants our best for us. And really, often the question is, are we willing to receive what it is that Hashem wants to give us? Sometimes I can't handle. I don't feel like I can handle the good that He wants to give me. Sometimes I'm not willing to go through the pain, the embarrassment, to request and ask for help from the human being who Hashem might be sending to help me. But it's always, as it were, from Hashem's side, the shefa that He wants to give us, the channel is open from His side. The question is, do we want to receive it? Are we willing to do what it takes to receive it? But these two conditions Hashem has, Aleph, Ki Biko Hashem, Shehu Nitzchi Yishev Yossi Masmedes, Hashem lasts forever. Ki Biko Hashem means Hashem exists, right? The name Yud Kei Vav Kei speaks of the fact that He exists and that He is the life force of all of reality. So He lasts forever. His power is always there. His life force is always there. V'sheini Shehu Tzur Olam. And the second is that He is the Tzur, the rock of the worlds, who Chozeh Kol Olamim. So again, the Malbim also understands the word Tzur not as the one who fashions, but as the one who's the rock. He's dependable. He's the power. Shekol Olam is Neshanim Olav. All of reality leans on Him. Everything gets their reality because Hashem decided we are going to exist right now. Hashem is giving us existence right now. And through that, so all of reality has its sustenance and has its strength. So Hashem has the ability to do anything. He controls everything. Everything gets its existence and power from Him. And Hashem is always there. And therefore, we can trust Him. We can depend on Him. He brings from the Sefer Iyun Tefila, the Sidur Derech HaChaim. Amir Abbasin of Ebreishis Rav, our sages say in the Medrash, Mahu Sodu L'Roichei Barovis B'Koshamoy. What does it mean? Sodu L'Roichei Barovis, I think I'm translating the Pasuk, I hope it's correct. To look it up yourselves also. It's in Tehillim Samiches Pasuk, hey? Give praise. Give praise to the one who rides on the highest heavens. B'Koshamoy. With the name Ka, that's His name. So what does it mean? So the Midrash says as follows. Anywhere you go, if you go to this country, you go to that country, you go to this location, you go to that location, there's always somebody who's in charge of complaints. There's a complaint department. Agrikus b'medina memuna al bayo shaloi. Medrash refers to a particular, I think it's an individual, Agrikus. He was some kind of person who was in charge of the complaint department in his country. Agartus b'medina memuna al bayo shaloi. Says the Medrash, when it says b'koshamoi, which can also be read with a, it's properly read b'yoshamoi. So it's very similar to the word bayo, which means complaints. Who's in charge, so to speak, of the complaint department in Hashem's world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responds to all problems and all complaints. Hashem is in charge of all issues. U'pirish HaRamban. Ramban explains, Shebechol makam yesh ish memuna la tza'aka v'ala ivus. That every single place, there's somebody who's in charge of dealing with those who have a complaint, who call out, who tzayik means to yell. And if there's something which is bent, something that's not correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamuna al tzakas ha'ashukim ba'olam ha'tzayakim ba'ya. The Sefer understands, Iyun Tefila, that Hashem, when it says Bekoshema, is saying that it's Hashem's job to respond to any issues of those who feel downtrodden in the world. V'chem Lashon Aravi v'yavon. Also in Arabic and Greek, Yishamish Lashon Baya ala doichak v'atzar. This word Baya can also be used to reference, in those languages, difficulties, pain. Ala shever v'ibus hadaber, k'milas avoy b'lashon hakodesh. Like we say, oy v'avoy in Hebrew. So the word in Arabic and Greek, which speaks about someone feeling broken or something being wrong, that's the word baya. V'al kavana zo nirali lefarish gam ken amar bitchu b'Hashem adayad. And I think, says the Yom Tefillah, that this is the pshat also in the pasuk, our pasuk. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. B'chol eis tzar v'tzuka yeshal chol levtech b'ay yisborach. In all situations of difficulty and challenge, trust in Hashem. Ki hu nimse b'doicha kacho. V'tzar cho v'tzaros chol eitzar. He's there when you feel challenged. He's there when you feel stuck. He has pain when you have pain. He feels the oppression when you feel oppressed. That's what it means. It's like the word in Arabic and Greek, baya, which means troubles. Hashem who created the worlds, He's the one who has the power to address and deal with and help you with all of your problems. Okay, now there's a relatively long mashal from the Chafetz Chaim, which is beautiful, and really, let's focus in on this and hear what he says. Mashal l'ma hadavar daima. What is this comparable to? L'melech echad shayah al kama meyas medinas. A king who was king over a few hundred different countries, more of a king than the king of the United States of America, who has 50 countries. The Nages Malchus Ebirav Oisu Hader. He had his Malchus, his kingship, and he did it with great splendor, with great power. He had the ability to provide for all of his ministers and all of his subjects in all the places that were under his dominion with great honor and pomp. Now, in the mashal, in the analogy, so he had the power, he was dealing well with his subjects, but there were a small amount, a few subjects of his who rebelled against him. And Ishma Davar Lamelech, the king found out about it. And as they were sitting down to judgment, to judge these rebellious folks, at the same time, the king goes to his orchard, and he's walking around in his orchard. He saw this beautiful bird, and the beautiful bird was chirping and singing beautiful bird song. So he asked one of his servants, he said, I want you to capture that bird and I want you to bring it into my court so that I can enjoy the beautiful singing and the beautiful look of this bird. And I want to be able to do that all the time. And that was done. So the king has his bird. When they brought this bird into the king's court, the bird started singing a most beautiful song with a beautiful voice. A foolish person looked at the bird and said, it was just a bystander there, and he's like, wow, I love this bird. I love the beautiful song of this songbird. And I feel terrible, said this person, an onlooker. He's like, I feel terrible for what might happen to you. How will you be fed? How will you be taken care of? How will you continue to sing your song? Because I heard about the people who are rebelling against the king, who their court case was going on at the same time. So he's thinking, this guy, this foolish onlooker is thinking, oh my gosh, there are those who are rebelling against the king. How is this bird going to continue to be able to sing his song? How will he be provided for? Vayan Eved HaMelech Elo Vayemer. A servant of the king turned to this foolish onlooker and he said, Hai Sacha Lupesi, what a fool you are. Yehi Melech, Shumayshal HaKam, Emeas Medina, Sevaitzaris, Rabbis Belishir. The king that you're talking about, he is the king over hundreds of countries. And he has tons and tons of areas with money and gold and silver. You think that the king who brought this bird here and enjoyed the singing of the bird, you think that this bird is going to have a problem getting the few grains that he needs in order to survive? There's 2-3 people who are trying to rebel against the king. So because of that, you think that this bird is not going to have his needs? That's the mashal, that's the analogy the Chabad Chaim gives us. And he says like this, this is exactly how it is with us, if we think about it very well. Hashem created this world, which is the physical reality, and the upper realms, the awesome spiritual realms. And we know that in the upper realms and the spiritual realms, there's almost infinite, or perhaps infinite numbers of worlds that Hashem created, and that He rules over. But generally speaking, we find our sages teach us that there are 3 worlds. Echad Olam HaYetzira, Olam HaMalachim. First one is the world of Yetzira, which is the world of the angels. Olam HaBriya. Above that is the world of Briya, which is the place of the Kisei HaKavod, of God's divine throne. Valkulam Olam HaTzilus. Above that is the world of Atzilus, which is something we can't even speak about. That's the place of God's majesty, His greatness. We know that this world, when we compare the physical world, which, by the way, is 13.8 billion light years across, so it's huge physically, right? We can't even fathom what that means. But this world is nothing compared to the awesome spiritual realms of the malachim, of the angels. The world of the angels has infinite number of angels. Each of the groups of angels in and of itself has endless numbers. So the kitas ein mispar, and there are endless numbers of groups. Where does each of these groups and each of these angels get their power from? How do they exist? They get it from Hashem. Hashem sends His influx. Right? Their existence, their food, so to speak, is not like ours. Ours is something very gashmi, something very physical. But that which gives sustenance to the angels is on a very high spiritual level, very fine. You know, do a shemini asa kavod mekadosh baruch hu yidish nimsu is a shaitim shekavru boy or shemardu bavarno ma'betzak yishmaru mishmartoi. Let's say there's a few people, a small amount of people here on earth, who say, you know what, I'm not going to keep Hashem's Torah. I'm not going to fulfill His will. I'm going to rebel against Him. It's just right here in this very, very limited world. It's like that little town with just a few people who rebelled against the king. They have physical eyes. Even if somebody on this world denies Hashem's existence, but there's millions of angels who are crowning Hashem their king. Right? And they recognize His greatness. They recognize His honor. How He's giving them sustenance and taking care of them. This world is not even a mustard seed in comparison to the many and awesome worlds above. And the merida, the rebellion of human beings against Hashem, is so minuscule. It's so insignificant. It doesn't take away from Hashem and His power even a drop. And in this world, Hashem found the Jewish people who are beloved to Him, so beloved. Hashem calls us His children. So we should be embarrassed if we don't believe, if we don't take to heart that if Hashem gives power and parnasa, livelihood and sustenance to all of the highest realms, there's tens of thousands of angels in every single group of angels. No angel ever says or has ever said that it's missing its sustenance. Right? There's huge, huge spiritual beings called angels. We're like this little bird, beautiful bird, but we're nothing compared to the power of these angels. Person, it's not necessary, it's foolish to be worried, where's my parnasa going to come from? How am I going to get my life? Where's God going to send it from? We should be more surprised by our own question of where it's going to come from. Hashem created all these worlds, suns and stars and planets and the whole entire existence. He gives power to it. That's the physical realm and the spiritual realm, everything. It's not a big deal for Hashem to give me what I need. What we need to do is not worry at all. Don't worry, just let's get back on track. Let's do Hashem's will. The prince does not worry, am I going to have a piece of bread? A prince doesn't worry about that. He's the son of the king. You are Hashem's children. All of this is included in a short pasuk, which is our pasuk, Yizeu, and we're coming to the end. Yizeu shenemer bitchu b'Hashem ad yad. This is what it says. Trust in Hashem forever. Pirish af v'esh Yerushalayim chorva. Yisrael b'goyla. Even though Jerusalem is not rebuilt, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Jewish people, at least half of our people, are still in Golus. We're still in exile. We're still outside of Israel. Yizeza nimtzu harbe mardim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are many people who are defying, rebelling against Hashem. Just trust in Hashem. Trust in Him forever, no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like. Trust in Hashem forever. He's going to help you. He's going to take care of you. Hashem's power is not weakened. It's just the same as it was before. Hashem has not removed His will from the world. If He had, so then the world would just cease to exist. Hashem is constantly giving sustenance and reality to all of the world. That's why the pasuk finishes off and says, Hashem created. What it means to say is Hashem created this world and the next world with each of these two letters, a yud and a hey. It's Sur Lashon Chayzik. As we saw, the word Sur, which means a rock, means He gives power, He gives strength. It means to say, Hashem's name is still, till this day, right now, despite those who deny Him, He's still giving power and sustenance to the world. Like it says in the Sefer Osias of Rabbi Akiva, that the letters of the alphabet, Hashem uses them in order, and it's from His name. These are letters which make up His name. They're the things that are at the edges of the heaven and the earth, giving them power. If Hashem would take His name away, if He would take His power away, that everything would return to as it was before creation. From this we can learn the awesome power of having bitachon in Hashem, knowing that He's going to take care of us, that every single one of our needs will be met. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.